For garbage truck operator Derek Meisner, the new garbage system has been great.
How's your job been, easier or what?
Yeah, quite a bit easier. It makes it nice for us.
Some operators probably feel the same since Wrangell switched to a more efficient system last month. The borough invested $540,000 in new trucks, cans, and dumpsters. The system has allowed workers to pick up the trash without stepping foot out of the vehicle. A big reason for the switch was to save money on workers' comp and prevent garbage rates from going up. That all changed after 1 week. A windstorm swept through Wrangell, taking some of the cans and dumpsters in its path. Locals quickly voiced their displeasure after seeing dumpsters rolling down the streets and trash scattered everywhere.
They're nice because they have wheels on them, but they're still not bird-proof. The birds up around my house are still constantly getting into them. Mm-hmm. Older people that I live around are having a hard time moving them around.
I was really upset about it because it makes it different on where my garbage can is. I have to make sure I wheel it up there closer to the road, and I've missed doing that a couple times. I guess I'll get used to it.
If you go behind the school, there's just trash everywhere because they don't. They always blow over. Too much wind. If you go to the woods next to the school, trash everywhere.
The incident even prompted Mayor Don McConaghy to issue a challenge to locals during last week's assembly meeting to come up with a way to fix the problem.
Let's see if we can have a few would-be engineers in our midst that would come up with a method of containing the movable objects. So here's my proposal. The entire community of Wrangell is invited to come up with a solution to the dumpster wind rolling. I will accept any idea that's sent to me, Don McConaghy, Post Office Box 361, Wrangell, Alaska 99929, or just handed to me on the street.
Public Works Director Carl Johnson says he didn't anticipate the storm, but knew there would be some problems. He says the borough didn't expect the cans and dumpsters to be windproof, but thought it had the most wind-resistant models on the market.
We required all the test results from all the folks that submitted bids for the cans, and we selected the most wind-resistant ones that were available and the most durable cans. When we have winds like we had, they're going to tip over, and I didn't anticipate anything different than that. The dumpsters, Sitka had a similar issue, and we knew we were going to have problems with some dumpsters, and we needed to figure out which ones were going to be an issue, but the windstorm kind of accelerated that whole thing.
Johnson says crews have worked hard to fix the problem since the storm. Most of the dumpsters have been weighed down with chains. He says the cans are fairly wind resistant if they are set on level ground and if people remember to put them away during the week.
There were a lot of them that were being left out right at first and never put away, and leave can out all week, it's going to get knocked over or blown over at some point.
Johnson says despite the rough start, the new system has worked out better than he expected. Some locals agree.
I have no problem with the garbage cans at this point. They work fine for me.
It seems like they're getting a handle on how to keep the dumpsters from running away. So I think in time, it'll be a lot nicer. And it seems like already, even just having like the same garbage cans along the street kind of unifies the look and makes it a little less like goofy looking out there.
I like my garbage can. It gives me a little bit of extra room, and it's nice and clean, and it doesn't stink. And I mean, it for me, it's fine.
I have no problem with the garbage cans either. No, I haven't had any problems with them. I know some people are having some problems with them, but I'm sure eventually it'll all work out.
Do I like it entirely? No. Change is always difficult. The old system was more convenient for the customers, but something had to happen. We couldn't go on like we were forever, and it's just a learning curve involved. I think we'll all be fine with it once we get used to it. And as far as the home pickup system, I like that better. I mean, the garbage can's bigger for the same money. It's more convenient to use. So
on days when the wind is calm, Johnson says locals can take some simple steps when putting their garbage out.
Requirements of the truck, it has to be, you know, able to reach the can. So it's got to be fairly close to the road. It's got to be have clearance around it so that we don't damage anything around the can when we pick it. It has to be facing the right direction. It can't be overfilled, and the garbage has to be bagged or we run the risk of dumping it on the ground.
As for McConaghy's challenge, Johnson says he's open to new ideas from the public.
A person out the road that built a little cradle they set their can in. It doesn't interfere with the truck. Seems to work fine. They leave their can by the road. And it works, and that's great. There's someone out the road put a metal plate in the bottom of their garbage can. It works fine. I don't have a problem with that. There's all kinds of ideas out there, and if they work, terrific.
As of this week, there's been one response to McConaughey's challenge. Once McConaughey has collected all the entries, he will form a committee to determine a winner. That person will receive a $50 cash prize. In the meantime, the borough will continue to monitor the situation and make adjustments if needed. Reporting from Wrangell, I'm Tony Gorman.